Our guest analyst this afternoon, Tom Lilja with Progressive Ag Marketing, and kind of a sideways, choppy, lower day today, Tom, ahead of everybody waiting for the signing of the Phase 1 deal tomorrow?
Yeah, I think they are. That's the big news in the market. You know, and we saw some strength in the winter wheat market here today on the open. Lowest planting since 1909, so, you know, there'll be a question, at least in the wheat complex, will there be additional China demand?
Right. And then all, coupled with that, you get Russia this morning saying they're going to impose export quotas again, so it means they're getting tight on their supply of wheat, too.
The Russian supply did go down a little bit in Friday's report, so overall that's a net positive. One of the other nice things, European rapeseed contracts have been rapidly increasing, so we have been seeing some strength in the canola markets as well.
Right. Okay. Are you expecting big moves tomorrow when we get that thing signed, or will we wait and see to see if we get any confirmation of demand?
Well, it's really tough to say. You know, overall, corn is doing what corn always does this time of year. It trades in a 10 to 15 cent range. We'll see if it's enough to break it out of that range to the high side or not.
Yeah. And then the soybean market, too, we actually battled back after being lower most of the day and going to end the day unchanged.
Yeah, that was a positive sign. You know, you don't want to be short the markets when there's big announcements like that coming out.
Yeah, right. Okay. Livestock side of things, also kind of hog market had a really decent day here today, and the cattle market kind of two-sided.
Yeah, but there again, the hog market's been down for pretty big losses here for the last week and a half, so I wasn't too surprised to see that ahead of the China signing.
Yeah, right. Everything kind of hinges on the China signing and if we see demand, I think.
You know, it does, and overall, I think it will favor the meat complex a little bit more than the grains.
Anything else we need to be talking about or be aware of here?
It should do her.
Tom Lilja at Progressive Ag Marketing.